Support for this episode comes from my company, Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is a line of inspirational, fun, and quirky quotes printed onto everyone's favorite office staple, the sticky note. Sticky Quotes is all about inspiring people when they least expect it but need it most. To learn more about my company, visit www.mystickyquotes.com and let me know which quote sticks with you.
Are you ready for your dose of motivation? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motivation Movement, a community of people just like you who want to get up, get going, and crush it in their daily lives. Here's your host, Michael Russo.
For anyone who didn't catch the intro episode where I gave some background on myself, I'm actually a philosophy major. Yes, there are still people who do that. So in the spirit of all my wisdom lovers out there, philosophy actually translates in Latin and Greek to lover of wisdom, I'm going to share my thoughts on the famous allegory of the cave by Plato, which is in Book 7 of The Republic. Here's a quote to set the scene for my explanation and analysis of this allegory. How could they see anything but the shadows if they were never allowed to move their heads? It's a quote by Plato. First, I'm going to give you a one-minute overview of this 2,000-year-old allegory that is taught in nearly every philosophy class around the world. So it goes like this. Imagine you're a prisoner at the bottom of a cave, chained to a wall, and all you see all day is passing shadows of objects on a wall that are actually people on the outside of the cave walking by. But you have no idea. You've been here since birth, so you have no idea of anything else besides the stone wall and the shadows you see in front of you. How would you know it was real if you've never seen anything else? Well, one of the prisoners breaks free one day and runs outside of the cave and sees the light, metaphorically speaking. It's really just the sun, which Plato describes as the source of all life. At first, this freed prisoner is reluctant to believe this is the real world and he's been seeing shadows of reality his whole life. I'd be pretty confused too if I was to come out of the cave like that. Eventually, he begins to understand this new world and realizes his former life was essentially useless. What was he really doing, he thought. He goes back to the cave to tell all of his friends about his experience, and absolutely none of them believe him. They get really mad and actually threaten to kill him if he tries to remove them from the cave, from the chains also. So what does all this mean? This is Plato's theory on human perception. Our reality is shaped by our thoughts. How we perceive the world is influenced by a ton of different factors that we may or may not even be aware of. The people who believe everything they see or hear must be real are simply relying on empirical evidence, which could, for all we know, be a total misunderstanding of reality, like the shadow. If one is to claim that they know the truth based off of simple observation, Plato would say that they're ignorant to the limits of our knowledge. And the whole process of becoming enlightened, which is ultimately aimed at finding the truth. But my favorite part of the whole allegory is when he returns to the cave. Everyone thinks he's a nutcase. How many times throughout history have we seen society portray someone as crazy for thinking a certain way or attempting to shift the paradigm or go against what's normal? I mean, I'm pretty sure they thought Copernicus and Galileo were totally off the chain for claiming that the Earth was not the center of the solar system, and it was the sun. This allegory is everywhere, all around us, in marketing, on TV, and in the movies. I mean, the whole Matrix series was based off of this idea. But before we wrap up today's show today, I just have a few questions that I'd love some feedback on regarding this allegory. Has anyone ever heard of this allegory? If so, where? And what do you think about it in general? Do you think it really applies to our life? How can we apply it to our life? And have you ever seen it on TV? Because I always find it very amusing when I see it on TV. I guess maybe it's only amusing for philosophy majors, but I still want to hear your thoughts. Use hashtag The Motivation Movement on Twitter and Instagram and let me know if you like today's discussion. If you got some time, please leave a rating and subscribe to this podcast. And I'd be the happiest person in the whole entire world if just one of you went out and read the whole allegory. And I promise it's not as dry as most philosophy is. But that's it for episode 11 of The Motivation Movement. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another daily dose of inspiration.
To learn more about The Motivation Movement, head on over to themotivationmovement.net. There you'll find more episodes, amazing content, and of course, an opportunity to join the movement yourself. But before you go, be sure to hit subscribe. And we'll talk to you in the next episode.